The Coffee Break Liberty Podcast, Episode 31. Hello there, everybody, and welcome back to the Coffee Break Liberty Podcast with me, your host, Leo Sowers, and the Liberty Dog himself, Gino, who is always asleep on the job. But it is a little late while I'm recording this. It's past his bedtime. So he's taking a little siesta. But don't worry, he's here, he's fine. He's protecting Liberty, even in his sleep. That's what he does. Before we jump into this week's podcast, I want to remind you guys about the store at coffeebreakliberty.com. So if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, there is a link for the store. And I want you to click on it. And when you do, you are going to see the best mugs. And I hope that some of you guys got those Black Friday deals that I advertised on the Facebook page. But when you go there, you're going to get the best mugs, the best laptop cases, phone cases, t-shirts, all with the Coffee Break Liberty logo on them. But there's other logos too out there that we've got. We've got, you know, anarchist and Bitcoin and crypto and rifles and things like that on there. Just other libertarian-esque and anarchist type symbology on these mugs. And I want you to go check them out. But when you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, hang around for about 10 to 15 seconds and you should get hit with a prompt to sign up for the newsletter. And I'm telling you, sign up for the newsletter. Because when you do, you're going to get a discount code for 10% off of your first order. So go to coffeebreakliberty.com, sign up for that newsletter, and then get yourself a mug. This week's episode, I will say from the start, is going to take a little bit of a different route. Usually we talk about politics or economics or what's going on in the news. This week, I want to kind of touch on a blog that I did well over a year ago about human capital. We've talked about it before, and before when I talked about it, you know, it was in the blog form, so some things may have been missed. You couldn't hear the passion that I really have for this, and hopefully, by me being able to speak it into a mic and it go through the airways, right, you can understand the passion that I have for this. Maybe I can better convey what I want you to understand. And I'm going to start off with, well, some negative reinforcement. You're not perfect. You might not even be good enough. But here's the positive part. I believe that you can be. I believe you can be better than you were yesterday, but not, I can't be the one that just believes it. You have to believe it yourself. And right now, I'm telling you right now, we are looking at a time when weak men, these weak leaders are leading countries and sheep into hard times. Yeah, it ain't all that bad yet, but you know it is. You know it's getting worse. Gas is what, about a dollar more than it was a year ago? Everything has gone up in prices? And that's just one aspect of it. So how do you insulate yourself from this stuff? You become a better version of yourself today than you were yesterday. And I'm telling you, yesterday you weren't good enough. And tomorrow, you probably ain't going to be good enough either, but you're going to be better than you were yesterday. What's coming up for our generation, we haven't seen, right? We've not seen it because we've been living, you know, fat high on the hog, right? Our generation grew up in excess and we're about to pay for it. It's coming. And it seems like nobody wants to slow it down. It seems like these leaders of these countries or whatever, these policymakers, they just want to go as fast as they can off the edge. We need to be able to insulate ourselves from this stuff. And the best way you can do that is by increasing your human capital. The best way you can do that is by being a better version of yourself today than you were yesterday. Because I'm telling you, you ain't good enough and you ain't perfect. And you know you're not. If somebody tells you you are, somebody tells you you're perfect, they're lying to you. Someone says, oh, well, you're just great and perfect the way you are. Then why are things so bad? That person's lying to you. Now, they may mean well. Not saying that they want to hurt you. They might mean well, but they're not being honest. Or they just don't know. There are ways to insulate yourself from what's coming. Get a new skill, new knowledge, invest your money in things you know and understand. And if you don't know on how to invest your money, if you don't know what to invest your money in, you don't understand certain things, learn about it. Because yeah, times are about to get hard. They're about to get harder than they've ever been for our generation, especially here in the West. Yes, there's people in other parts of the world that have had it way worse and will never have it that bad. But in our little microcosm, our bubble of the West, things are about to get tough. You got to know, you got to be prepared, and you got to know how to weather this storm. You're not going to do it working a dead-end job, and that's it. You're not going to be able to do it. You don't want to be the one in 5, 10, 15, 20 years sitting around, looking around, thinking, man, if I had only done this, do it now. You don't want to be the one, heck, probably within the next year or two, hoping that the government's going to cut you a bigger check. The way things are going. Because you need that bigger check. Because of what they've done. You want to be able to defend yourself and fend for yourself, right? You don't want to have to rely on the government. They're the ones that made the problem. They're the ones that led us down this path. These elected leaders by mobs. Majority rules. Good idea. What a great idea. The majority is filled with morons. All right? We all know it. So how do you insulate yourself from it? You become better versions of yourself than you were than yesterday. I'm going to be saying that a lot here today. This all stems from an interaction I had, honestly, at the grocery store yesterday. And to break it down, it was something very, very telling. And it's, I don't know if it's a world thing or an American thing, an entitled thing, whatever. I'm going up to the register to check out of the grocery store. And there's two elderly ladies working the register. One's bagging. One is working the register. And they're complaining back and forth to each other. Well, they didn't train me how to do this. They didn't train me how to do that. They didn't train me. They didn't train me. They didn't train me. And I'm thinking, did you ask? Did you ask how to do that? No, you expected somebody to come tell you because you didn't want to get off your lazy rear end and figure it out. You didn't want to take the initiative to say, oh, wait, I can see that this has to be done. Well, they haven't trained me, but maybe if I ask them to train me, I can do this. No, no, no. You're just going to let it sit there. And when I say that they're elderly, this is how old they are. They're in their 50s. I know this because when I bought a bottle of wine, they asked me for my ID, and she graduated the same year she graduated high school the same year I was born, 1987, right? So she's in her 50s. She's working a register at Kroger. Now, I'm glad that she's working that register at Kroger and not living totally off the government's dime, but she's going to be working that register at Kroger probably till the day she dies. Don't be that person. That is somebody that is aimed low, and they have no desire, clearly, because they're waiting for somebody else to train them. They're not looking at how to be better. They're not looking at ways to improve themselves. They expect somebody to come and give them a promotion, give them a raise, because they've been doing the same exact job for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Don't be that person. If you are that person, you're going to be at that register until a machine takes your job. Until a robot takes your job. Because if you look down the aisle, right? If she just looks over her right shoulder, she sees it every day. Where there was 4, now there's 12 automated checkouts. Don't put yourself in this position. I understand it's not your fault. It's none of our faults that the government has, you know, trying to railroad us as fast as we can to a collapse. But you have to be prepared. And that is by increasing your human capital, making yourself more valuable to those around you, to yourself, to your family, making yourself so valuable that people will pay you a premium, sometimes just to sit there. That lady, you know, yesterday at my exchange, God bless her heart, But she's going nowhere. And she's going nowhere fast. And how many of you are that way? Hopefully none of you. Hopefully this doesn't apply to anybody listening to it. But I'm sure it does. And if it doesn't, maybe you need to give this to somebody that it does apply to. Because you're not perfect the way you are. You might not be good enough. But I believe in you that you can be better. And if I believe in you that you can be better, you can do it. I promise you. If you get down on yourself, trust me, I've been there. I've been there. But y'all can do it. That's why you're here. That's why you're here listening to this right now. Like I said, though, I brought this up because of what happened at the grocery store. It's a small exchange, but it's something that I noticed. And we all notice it. We all see it. We may not all say something about it, especially at the time. What's the point going to be, right? If I say something to her about that, she ain't going to change her ways. She's 50-something years old. She ain't changing her ways. But the people that I'm talking to, the people that are listening to this right now, they can be better than they were yesterday, and they will. Y'all are going to be better than you were yesterday, but you got to do it. It's not just me telling you. You got to put in the work, and I know that y'all will. Because we are being led by weak, weak men, women, leaders, whatever you want to call them, into hard times. Things are about to get tough. They're already getting tougher than they were yesterday. Gas is going up. Food prices are going up. Your dollar is worth less more, we all know this, than it was yesterday. And that rate of decline of the value of the dollar has accelerated exponentially in our lifetimes, right? For most of the people listening to this. There was a time in the 70s, if you're one of those listeners that was around them, you've seen something like this before. But most of the people listening to this haven't. We've never lived through something like this before, and we're seeing it now. We're seeing banks just sit on your money and tell you what a great idea it is to just leave your money in the bank. Chase Bank had an advert out recently, you know, trying to entice parents to start a savings account for their children. The savings percentage was so low that if you put in $10,000 after 30 years, you would make an additional $30. That's losing money, and we know it. Essentially, if you did not get a 5% raise in the last year, you've lost money. Because gas has gone up a lot more than 5%. Most food items have gone up more than 5%. You're losing money. You need to find ways to improve your human capital so you are more valuable, so you at least have a way to make income and to increase your income. My gosh, you can't listen to these people. You can't listen to them that tell you you're good enough. You're perfect the way you are. You're just fine the way you are. It's a lie. I ain't saying you're a bad person. You're not. But I'm not good enough. I'm not fine the way I am. But I'll tell you one thing. I try my damnedest to be better than I was yesterday, and you should too. These weak leaders, you know, they'll try and comfort you by throwing you a check every now and again. You have these Republicans and Democrats, right? For the Americans to listen to this, they don't get it. They're in a different hemisphere. These politicians, they don't want like we do. Because how many of you? And it's okay if you are, but how many of you are one paycheck away from being in a real bad situation? Many of us have been there. I've been there. I don't want you to be there. I want you to get out of that situation, and we're not going to go into a whole finance class or whatever on how to balance a checkbook like Dave Ramsey will tell you, but I want you to be better than you were yesterday, and you can be, and you will be. And I know I said I wouldn't talk about news or whatever, but this is just an example of how weak these people are, these leaders, these men, these weak men that are leading us into these hard times. You know, you got the federal vaccine mandates and all that stuff going on. The Republicans last night had a chance to actually fight against it. They could have held the government hostage by withholding money and not voting for a budget, letting the government shut down, et cetera, over the vaccine mandates to get rid of them. What did these weak leaders do? They caved and signed on with a budget that they claim they don't agree with anyways. These are the people for limited government, the Republicans, right? They say they're for limited government. They say all the nice things we want to hear as limited government people, right? We love liberty here. I mean, it's in the title of the show, but we know it's not Republicans. We know we're not getting it from Democrats. You're going to get it from yourself. Don't look for that stuff from politicians. Some politicians may come along eventually or every now and again, right? You may get another Justin Amash or a Massey or a Rand or Ron Paul. But don't be looking for them. Let them come out of the woodwork. You need to be looking at your own backyard. You need to be fixing your own life. Increase your human capital. Be better than you were yesterday. And that's just going to about wrap it up for us here this week. But before I sign off, I want to remind you guys of the affiliate program that I am a part of. So if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, there is a link for the affiliate tab. And I want you to click on that link and check it out, read about it. And essentially what it is, it's a discounted rate for Bluehost. Bluehost is the company that hosts this website and podcast. And I think everybody should have their own website. We just talked about human capital. It's a great way to increase it. And when you get that website, use my link to get a discounted rate for your website hosting. And when you do that, you're also going to get free publicity. So if you use my link, you're going to get that discounted rate. I will then also give you publicity on the podcast, the Facebook page, the social medias. You're going to reach thousands of people with your new website. So go to coffeebreakliberty.com and check it out. And one more note before we sign off about the show, I still try to go live when I can, and I try to record on Fridays, but I have not been that consistent with it, and I do apologize for that. So just maybe keep the alerts on for the social medias on the Facebook or Instagram, because that's what I stream on. But also, this podcast is on Apple Podcast and Google Podcast right now. We're getting on other platforms soon, but go check it out and subscribe and share this show with a friend. Share it with a friend, especially this episode, right? This is a good episode to share with a friend. But until next time, guys, take care.